Blog Talk Radio. Proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. We welcome the support of Rhonda Alexander and the Alexander family into the Bravo campaign. For without individuals like her who support our ideas, our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got a fabulous, great show for you tonight. Our topic is love, magic, and Mother's Day memories. And boy, do I have some Mother's Day memories to tell you. Our show is brought to you with support from individuals just like you who are all a part of the Bravo campaign. And if you'd like to make your support known, you can go to my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and make your support known. And if you want to reach our show, because we are on the largest worldwide blog talk show in the world, you can dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial from all over the world and get into the show. And if you'd like to listen to the show on the internet, on your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, your old tablet, your Microsoft outdated Windows 7, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. And you'll be listening to the show. We come on every Friday at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, 6 p.m. in Arizona, 8 p.m. in Jamaica, and 9 p.m. in Buenos Aires. And I hope I got them time frames right. Man, I am so excited about tonight. I got a chance to talk or listen on a phone conference call today at 2 o'clock Eastern to the president of the United States, President Barack Obama. Yay! And he had some wonderful things to say about small business. And I tried to let everybody know on Facebook. So if you didn't get into the conference, I'm sorry for you, but you should have tuned in. Tonight's show, like I said, we're going to be talking about love, magic, and Mother's Day memories. And I wanted you to get your pads out and your pencils. And I want you to jog those memories and think about all the great things that your mothers imparted to you, directed you, beat the fool out of you, made you do right, and just had a great time with your mom. If she's passed, I want you to think about the great memories. If she's still here, I want you to go by there and talk to her and say, Mom, do you remember when you tried to knock my head off for doing bad? That's just too much red tea. But I'm telling you, Mother's Day is coming up. It's one of the greatest days in the world, and I truly, and I do mean truly, had one of the best moms in the world. We're going to start our show off tonight with a track by Stevie Wonder called Another Star. And I says to all the mothers out there, mwah, 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 you have my kisses. And I don't mean mothers in a bad way, like you son of a mother. Not that kind of mother, but a Mother's Day greeting. Let's get the show started. I'm telling you, I am so excited. We're going to be talking about Mother's Day and the memories that you have of your mom that were the best in the world. And I know I wouldn't trade my mom for nothing in the world. So let me get the show started, the Don S. McClure Show. And again, it's every Friday at 7 p.m. Central and 8 p.m. Eastern. da 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 da. Oh, okay, I'm back. Hey, did you know that when I was born, they played that song in the hospital for my mom? They were going da 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 da. That's how I got my name, Don. I kid you not, all the nurses and everybody was in the hula hula da 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 da. You know, I kid you not. The whole hospital. Say, oh, this is the blessed child, the Don. The Don is here. Da 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 da. Okay. Oh, man. I like that story. That's for real. I don't care what y'all say. That's for real. Another star. Can you imagine me being called another star? They just foreseen that I was going to be the great one. We're talking about love, magic, and Mother's Day memories. Mother's Day is truly one of the most magical days during the year. This is the day that all of the greatest memories come to life, and to live as a special day. Those thoughts where she gave you more love than the gods bestowed on the humans on earth. She would become your beacon of strength in times of need and confusion. She would be your guide in life lessons and always wishing the best for you, hoping your dreams and desires would come true because you believed in them. This woman who gave birth to you, knowing that she would see you turn into the woman or man that the whole family could be proud of and share your joy of birth. When you were wrong, she would scold you, knowing you were not correct in your actions toward others. Always saying, treat others like you want to be treated, was the lesson she wanted you to learn above all. And when you were right, defended your decisions as a mother lion protecting her cubs. Today, some will share the live companionship of this beautiful person that you only get one of. And for those who have watched her leave the world we live in, she is always close to you forever in your heart. Oh, I like that. Yes, this day means so much each year that when it comes, your memories are brighter like the sun. This day will always be just as special, for there is nothing greater than the love of a true mother, one who cares until the end of time. Hey, I wrote that. I wrote that pretty good, man. I told you that's what they were saying on the day I was born. Don, the Don is here. Oh, man, I'm starting to drink that red tea, and I know. But you know what? I have so many great memories of my mother. And it doesn't mean I don't miss her, because, of course, I would like for her to be here next, standing next to me. But just to know that she imparted so many great lessons. Even when I pass a piece of paper on the floor, I can hear her in my head saying, Don, did you not see that paper on the floor? And then she popped me and said, boy, pick that paper up. And I said, Mom, but I didn't put it down there. And she said, I don't care. Pick it up anyway, because you live here. I said, okay. So even today, when I pass a piece of paper on the floor, I just automatically have to pick it up. I want you to think about some of your memories of your mom and just have the greatest joy. Not sadness, but joy. That's why we're playing some great music tonight for Mother's Day. And I'm telling you, I had the greatest mother in the world. And I mean, man, she could have wrote the song Chef. Don, who's that boy named Don? Shut your mouth. He's a bad sucker. Sucker mother. I know I'm going to get in trouble for that one. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. The number is 347-633-9376. And wherever you are all over the world, the song is dedicated to you for Mother's Day. It's by Charlie Wilson. Somebody loves you. Just like me. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And I got some more Mother's Day stories to tell you.
Girl, don't it feel good to know that somebody loves you, baby? Incredible, superhero woman, that's so unbelievable. magic that I feel around your brain made to life every time. More than physical, the aura that I see around you, irresistible. Sexier than models, you are finer than in Vogue. The magic that I feel around your brain made to life every time.
Okay, we're back. Hey, you know what? I was just sitting there drawing on a piece of paper, and I was thinking about, you know, like I say, Mother's Day, a great day, right? So a lot of us had mothers that went to work, and my dad worked, my mom worked at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, and I was growing up to be a nice young man. So anyway, I couldn't have been no more than about 11, right? So my mom would come home at a certain time every day, and I decided, and this is a true story, to make my mother dinner because she worked so hard. So I was in the house fixing some rice, and I put the steak in the oven or roast beef or whatever it was, some kind of red meat, right? And so I'm just cooking away and getting ready, and my sisters and brothers are like, "Dad, you know what you're doing?" I said, "Yeah, I'm cooking dinner for my mommy, for my special mommy." So when my mother came home from the hospital, she came in the house, and she said, "What is that burning?" And I said, "It's not burning. It's your dinner, Mommy." So she looked at the food, and then she went, of course, washed her hands and stuff, and said, "Don, that is so nice of you." And I had a little flower that I stole out of the yard. I had it on the table, and I said, "This for my mommy." So I sat up under her, and she sat at the table. She looked at the meat, and then she looked at the rice. And she would sit there and just eat the rice, and she cut the meat. And I said, "Ma, is it good?" She said, "Ooh, Don, that dinner is just so good." So anyway, years went by, even though I kept seeing her take her head and spit it into a napkin or something. So anyway, years went by, and we were all sitting in the living room, older children. And my mother started laughing. And I said, "Ma, what's so funny?" And she said, "Do you remember when you fixed that dinner for me when you were 11? I said, "Yeah." She said, "You almost killed me." I said, "What?" She said that meat was undone. It was bleeding. She said the rice was stuck together. She said the bread was burnt. She said, nah, and then you got to weed out the yard and put it on the table. And I said, Ma, why'd you tell me it was good? She said, that's because you was my little son. She said, and you worked so hard. She said, but I was sick for 3 days. I said, oh, man. So that just goes to show you. I never forgave my mother for telling me that. I thought I could really cook at 11. But anyway, it was Happy Mother's Day for her. And I just wanted to celebrate my mommy. And I can't believe she ate that bleeding meat. So anyway, that's my Mother's Day story. We got to take a quick message. And when I come back, I've got more great stories to tell you. Because I had a great mom who just, if I wanted to do something, she was like, Don, if that's what you want to do, baby. And I said, Mom, I think I want to fly to the moon. Okay, baby, if that's what you want to do. But anyway, let me play this message. And when I come back, we're celebrating Mother's Day on a Friday. And it's coming up, guys. So get those cards for your greatest mother in the world. And like I said, if she's not here, just have some happy memories for her.
Olive Garden is bringing tempting new layers to our famous lasagna, starting at $11.99, with three new irresistible dishes like chicken parmigiana lasagna, ravioli Alfredo lasagna, and seafood lovers lasagna, all with our unlimited salad and breadsticks, and all starting at $11.99. You won't want to miss a single layer. So come in now. Olive Garden, we're all family here.
Oh, so go to Olive Garden and eat whatever the heck she just said it was and get a good meal for $11. We got some more new sponsors coming in within 2 more months. They're going to be some really nice companies, so we want you to support them. And again, you know, my mom and we were really close. Time I learned to dance when I was a little tyke, I was dancing on my mother's shoes. She would put me on her little shoes and just swing me around the house. And you know what? I'm going to play this track by Frank Sinatra called The Way You Look Tonight. I advised a friend of mine to play that at her son's wedding. It's the best song in the world. And can you imagine me and my mom? I'm 11 years old, and she got me on her shoes. And, of course, I think I hurt her feet. But she would spin me around to this song by Frank Sinatra. And I said, oh, Mommy, you love me so much. She said, I sure do. I do.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Thank you. that wrinkles your nose. It touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Oh, thank you for teaching me how to dance, Mommy. I love you, Don. I like that boy. My brothers and sisters is always Jay. They say, you just love some Don, 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 Don. My mother, Lord, Jesus, say that's doopy. Now, you know what? So when you have your children, you know, just stay close to them, and especially if they're little tykes. You know, show them how to dance right now. Don't show them all that crazy stuff. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only on our Mother's Day celebration. And as I said, Mother's Day is truly one of the most magical days during the year. You know, with the pure and true love of a mother, you'll feel like you can fly to the moon, you could destroy the dragons, you could fight for love, you could conquer the seven seas. They'll make you think you're just the best goddamn thing in the world. And my mommy did that for me. So you ladies out there, if you got any children, hey, tell them they're special. And you children out there, make sure, if nothing else, you tell your mommies on Mother's Day, Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. Do you love me like Don Mother love him? I got to tell you some more stories, too, because, oh, man, my mom, she had to be a strong woman. That's what my producer said. He said, your mom had to be a strong woman to deal with you. And one of my friends wrote that on my Facebook. I said, I can't believe that. But anyway, let me play this track. And when we come back, I like that. We've got more great music for you, and we're going to talk more about Mother's Days. And I want you to write down some of the great moments that you had with your mother. We're going to jump to our Latin section, and I'm looking for the track now. And it's called I Just Want to Hang Around You. It's by India, and it's going to fill up our Latin segment for tonight because we have to say Happy Mother's Day. I don't know how to say it in Spanish. Whatever they say. But I'm sure it sounds really good. And I'm about to ask some Spanish friends of mine, how do you say Happy Mother's Day in Spanish? Further ado, here is India, I Just Want to Hang Around You, written by Stevie Wonder. And man, this is a heck of a song. So Happy Mother's Day. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I just want to hate. I like that track. I really do. That was my girl, India, and I just want to hang around you. And do you know, I used to tell my mommy that, I just want to hang around you, Mom. I did. I remember she used to give my brothers and them hand-me-down coats, right? So anyway, I told her I wasn't wearing no hand-me-down coat. I was too special. And my brother said, well, how come he can't get that car coat? I said, no, I'm not wearing no hand-me-down. And there was a store that I guess all the community families would go to. And so we went by that store, and I sat in the car, and I said, I'm not going in that store. That's the poor people's store. And she said, no, we got to get you a coat. I said, no, I'm not going in. And my father said, boy, you better get out that car. And I said, I'm not going. My mother said, okay, we won't take you into that store and buy you that coat. We'll take you somewhere else. My father said, I don't believe it. You got that boy crazy. And she said, you know, Don can't wear that now. He has to have a new coat. And my brother Daryl would look at me like, ooh, I can't stand that little boy. I told you, man, my mom was just a jewel. Now, she would spank me, though, fool out of me if I did wrong. But I'm telling you, I had the greatest mom in the world. It is 7:38. Time is moving by, and I'm enjoying my Mother's Day memories. Like I said, I don't want you to be sad. I want you to be happy because you only get one mom. And even if she makes some mistakes, love her anyway because you only have one that can bring you into the world. And remember, the woman who gave birth to you, knowing that she would see you turn into the woman or man that the whole family could be proud of and share your joy of your birth. I think somebody was sticking me with a pin when I was growing up, too. I think my brother used to stick me with a pin at night. I said, Ma, somebody stuck me. And I think because me and my brother slept near the same bed. I think we slept in the same bed until I got to. I said, I ain't sleeping in that bed no more. I got to have my own bed. My brother would just shake his head. But I think somebody did stick me. Oh. And the movie for you to see, I'm telling you, is Superman versus Batman. That movie is so good. Superman beat the fool out of Batman in the first part of the movie. And he told him, he said, the next time they cut on your light, you know, the Batman light to come help them, he said, I don't think you better answer it, because if you do, I'm going to whoop it. I mean, they were fighting over Lois Lane. So you got to see that movie. That is one of the greatest movies, Superman versus Batman, and you need to see The Man of Steel before you see that so you can see what happened. And through that whole movie, the one person Superman wanted to get back to was his mother. And when he went to that house, they had tore up that house looking for Superman. And he said, Ma, are you okay? And she said, yes, I'm okay, son. So it just goes to show you, even Superman said the greatest love of his life was his mommy. So I want you to think about that. We're going to play a track by Randy Crawford and Joe Sample, and it's for Mother's Day. And the song is called When I Need You. And that's the way I felt like about my mom. I would just say, I got to see my mommy because she's the greatest. Oh, man. Don't know about you, Don S. McClure. Let me play the track, and when I come back, I hope you've got some great memories about Mother's Day. And even if you don't, if you're a mother, tell your children to honor you because you're a mother, and you're a good mother. I got some friends of mine, that Ronnie Alexander, she is a great mom. Agnes Ingram in Texas is a great mom. Just everybody. Jeanette Brooks, all of them, they're just good moms. So, again, I want you to enjoy Mother's Day. Let me play this track, and when I come back, we've got more great music for you. But this is Randy Crawford singing When I Need You, Don McClure. Hold out your hand. You hold it out. Thank you.
when I need you. Just close my eyes and I'm with you. And all that I so want to give you, it's only a heartbeat away. I never knew there was so much love, keeping me warm night and day. Miles and miles of empty space in between. The telephone can't take the place of your smile. But you know, but hold out and do like I do when I need you. I just close my eyes and I'm with you. And all that I so want to give you, baby, it's only a heartbeat away. It's not easy when the road is your drive. Honey, that's a heavy load that we bear. But you know I won't be traveling a lifetime. It's cold out and hold out and do like I do. Oh, I need you. I need.
You know what? My mother used to keep all of my little drawings on the refrigerator. I would draw these little stick men with the little eyes and the little mouth and the little nose and the two little hands going in the air and the little feet. And I say, Ma, how you like my drawing? Oh, Don, that is really good. You could draw. And my brother Roland was a really good artist. He'd look at that. He would look at that drawing and say, that's the worst drawing. That's a stick man. But my mommy told me it was great. So actually, I wanted to be into art and everything else. I took a couple of art classes too. And so, you know, you would do these different things, but your mom was there to encourage you. And, you know, you had so many moms. My mom's house was like the house where everybody went to. Even if they were just grandchildren, nieces, nephews, cousins, she was mom to everybody. So that was a good thing. And my mom was really a truly great person. And I'm telling you, when I ran away one time, because she got tired of them little girls coming by the house. She was like, I'm sick of these little girls. And I said, I could have some company. She said, no, you can't. I'm sick of them. So I ran away down to my cousin's house. And after 3 or 4 days, I came home. And my father said, where you been? I said, I ran away because she won't let me have no girl company. And he said, get in the house. So when we went in the house, me and my dad, he said, Nez, can he have some girls? He said, no, I'm sick of them little girls coming over here whining about him. So I said, see, I'm a runaway again. And she said, yeah, this time take your clothes with you. Don't come back. But anyway, my father said, can he have some girl comes? He said, only on Sundays. She said, tell them little whiny girls, quit coming and sitting on my doorstep. I'm sick of them now. And I said, man, and you know, I got a sister-in-law named Sandra. She is a great person. She'll tell you some of these stories. She is really just a jewel. But anyway, happy Mother's Day. You're on the Don S. McClure Show. The number's 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to get into the show. And my board is lit up with blue lights, and I'm telling you, I just saw another movie today called Born to be Bad with Robert Ryan in it. And, of course, that's an old actor, so you probably don't know nothing about him. But some of these movies you really need to check out. It's a really good thriller. It's about a gold digger girl, and I mean, she ain't no good. So I don't know why I'm telling you that on Mother's Day, but anyway, check that movie out. It's a pretty good movie. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only. We're going to take a quick break, and when I come back, we've got more great music for you. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the friends I've got that are female, that are mothers or godmothers and grandmothers and great-great-grandmothers and great-great-great-great-great. Happy Mother's Day. Man, that's a lot of grandmothers.
My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro. Fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos. Más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
Outdoor grilling is a great way for family and friends to enjoy the many tastes of summer. So when planning your next barbecue, remember to think safety first. Avoid wearing loose-fitting clothing when grilling at home or a campsite. Keep children at a safe distance. Have a fire extinguisher handy. And put out all fires before leaving the grilling area. For more tips on safe grilling, visit the Bureau of Fire Services website at michigan.gov/BFS.
And you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. It is our Mother's Day gift to the world. And we're talking about love, magic, and Mother's Day. And did you know mothers can make you believe anything to encourage you to be the best that you could be? That's the best thing about a mom. I mean, she will tell you, you got blue eyes when you got brown eyes. That's if you say you want blue eyes. I don't know. But mothers are the best thing in the world. And Dad's Day is coming up, and we're not going to forget them. We're going to do a great show for the dads because I had a fantastic daddy, father. Pops. That's what my youngest son calls me. He said, hey, Pops. I said, Pops. And I love that boy. He's going to be one day, that boy's going to be a fantastic dad. I just get that feeling. It's just something about it, being in the nose. This drives me crazy. We're going to play a track by Erica Campbell called You Are, and this is our kind of our gospel stuff that we play on Friday. But actually, I like Erica Campbell, and so we're going to play the track. know what? I do take my mom everywhere, everywhere I go. And I remember when I had to go to school, and I'd wake up in the morning and say, "Ma, I don't feel good. I feel sick." So she'd say, "Okay, go on in there and get in the bed." And then when 3 o'clock came, when school was supposed to be out, I'd get out the bed and go in the kitchen and get dressed and say, "Ma, I'm going out." She'd say, "Where do you think you're going?" I say, "I'm going out, Ma. I feel better." And she say, "You better get back in that bed if you can't go to school because you're sick. You sure can't go out and play." I'd be like, "Oh, Ma, but I feel better." She said, "Nah, get in that room. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you some castor oil and some Father's John." And I'd be like, "Ooh, ah, ooh." And then she say, "I had your brother bring some homework for you." I say, "Homework?" She say, "Yep, you're going to do some homework." And I say, "Man, I'm sick." She said, "Yeah, sick in the head." She said, "But either you're going to go to school tomorrow or you're going to get some more medicine, but you're not going out that door." I can't believe that she would not let me out the house. She said, "If you can't go to school because you're sick, you sure can't feel better and go outside later on like you well." I said, "Oh, Ma." I go in my room and just pout up a storm. I can't stand. I'm going to go out. She said, "You sneak out that window, you're going to get whooped." Well, my mom was sure smart, boy. I tell you. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only celebrating Mother's Day. We got a track we're going to play for you. Oh, man. I just can't believe I used to do all that crazy stuff. I'm going to play a track by Wendy Moulton called "Whatever It Takes." And I just like the way they sing this song, because this is really just a great, 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 great song. So happy Mother's Day to all, everybody out there. Just celebrate Mother's Day, because the world would be, well, actually it wouldn't be if you weren't here. So I guess the track of play, you know, sometimes my board go crazy.
Need me there in a hand.
And you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We are celebrating mothers. And as I said, hoping your dreams and desires would come true because you believed in them, your mother was always behind you. She encouraged you. Make sure you went to school. Matter of fact, my mother had us every Sunday. We had to go to church before we got of age, I guess, where we could decide. And we would say, well, Ma, I want to go to the theater or to the movies. And she'd say, you know what? No church, no movies. I said, no, I don't want to go to church. I don't like church. And she'd say, well, if you don't like church, then you don't like the movies. I said, man, Ma, you're being mean. So anyway, she made me go to church. And actually, I kind of like going to church, but I would complain all the time because I always tried to get my way. And she'd say, sometimes you're just not going to have your way. You have to learn how to do right, and you're going to go to church, young man. I'd be like, oh, Mom, what a good church, church, church. That's all we ever say is church, church, church. And she'd say, stop saying it like that. I say, okay, church, church. And of course, I got a whooping. She said, boy, don't be making fun of church. Get on out of here. You're going to go to Sunday school. We had to go to Sunday school. Man, that was something else. But all the stuff she did made me turn into a great person. But I just can't get over that. I say, church, yeah, we're going to church, church, church. Oh, man. So if you have some kids, just bear with them. Because they're kind of crazy. Let me play this track. Oh, man, by Kenny Lattimore and Heather Hadley. Nah, I think I'm going to play A Pretty World by Sergio Mendez first, and then I'm going to play Heather Hadley and them. But anyway, it's Sergio Mendez, A Pretty World, because this is how my mom used to talk to me when she would read me stories. And I would just see the world as a pretty little world. Oh, that's so cute.
Take a little piece of summer sky, hang it on a tree. For that's a way to start to make a pretty world for you and for me. And for the sun we'll find a lemon by the moon, you can hold the string. Oh, can't you see the little pretty eyes will be the prettiest thing. Together we can make a pretty world for me and for you, for you. It's what I long to do, to do, to make a world with you. Thank you.
and that's by Sergio Mendes. And I think that's the Brazil 66, but I'm not sure. It may be Brazil 77. Who knows? Anyway, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I just know there are truly some great moms out there that's going to get a little card and a lot of love and a lot of kisses on the forehead, and their daughters and sons are going to always tell them, happy Mother's Day. So again, and for the ones that aren't here, and remember that they guided you. I know my youngest son's mother, she was tough on them, but she only wanted the best. She always wanted the best for them to be the best young men that they could be. And that's what moms want you to turn out. Moms want you to turn out to be a great guy. Now, you won't actually be looking for a girl like your mom, but she's got to have some good qualities because your mom raised you right. So for the guys out there, make your moms proud and be the best man that you could be. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only. We're talking about childhood memories and love and magic. And I'm telling you, man, I thought the whole world was magic because my mom told me so. If she told me something, I believed it, and I tried to conquer the world in her honor. So that was a great thing. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only. And we're going to play a track by Kenny Lattimore and Heather Hadley. And it came from one of the movies. I think it came from Lion King, where Simba talking to his, I think he's talking to his male child, or the mother's talking to the male child. I don't remember. Anyway, it's from the movie, and it's pretty good. Kenny Lattimore singing this with Heather Hadley, and it sounds like one of those motion picture movies. Simba, Simba do right. Oh, that's the wrong track. Whoa.
Leave.
Oh, man, did I mess that up? That's by the Emotions. And it was a song I was going to play after I played the other song. I said, man, Don, watch the buttons. Look at the buttons. Did you know my mom passed in 1993, 3 years before my youngest son was born? He was born June 8, 1996. And I'm telling you, that is a fabulous young man. She would have loved her grandson, and she still loves him now. You know, when I talk about my mom, I don't talk about her so much in the past tense, and I want people to get used to that. I mean, of course, we know she's not here physically, but she's still here in spirit. I love her every day. She guides me. And like I say, she corrected me a lot. If I did wrong, she straightened that out. She wasn't a woman for that foolishness, but she wanted you to go to school. She wanted you to be something. My mom even let me use her car in one of the fashion shows, one of the first outdoor fashion shows I created, and her car was one of the cars that pulled up to the stage on 123rd, right off Union, and this guy named Jimmy, he had a club that my brother used to DJ at, and I gave him my first outdoor fashion show, and of course, my mom was there in the front row, and like I said, she let me use her Ford. She, of course, used to let me drive a car all the time, but she let me use her car in the fashion show. So I'm telling you, moms, they are just the greatest thing in the world. Let me play this track. It is 817 by Kenny Lattimore and Heather Hadley, like I was supposed to do. But again, I did enjoy that Emotions because you got the best of my love. Just mwah, mwah, mwah. And my maid sent me a happy Mother's Day, even though I'm not a mother. She said, "You are a happy mother, Mr. McClure. You're really a mother. I'm son of a mother." And I don't know whether she was complimenting me. She still ain't came back from Puerto Rico either. Man, and I wonder if them ice cream girls going to send me a happy Mother's Day. They better, because I'm never going to get them no more ice cream in life. Never, 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 never.
We are there together, like God.
Oh, and that's the kind of things like when you're a little kid, your mother reads you stories, and you hear all those little voices in your head, love will find a way. And you say, I want to find my princess, Mommy. Can I find a princess? And she say, yeah, maybe one day. I just hope you don't find the Wicked Witch of the West. No, she didn't say that. I don't know why I like telling stories of my mother, but she would say, you'll find your princess one day. She's going to be like Cinderella. And I said, okay. Will she have some cinders on her and be dirty like Cinderella? She said, no, boy. Oh, Lord. I don't know. I'm going to have to see my therapist. But I love my mom. It is 8:23. Man, I've had an enjoyable Mother's Day. We got a few more songs to play. And again, we're celebrating Mother's Day. This day will always be just no matter what year, no matter when it comes, because moms are irreplaceable. And when you're right, she'll defend you and your decisions as a mother, protects her cubs like a mother lion. And if you're wrong, she will scold the heck out of you. And you will hear 15 million times, you know better, you know better, you know better. And you go like, okay, all right, Ma. Then she'll pull your ear and say, you know better than that. You know better, Don S. McClure. Oh, and whatever she calls your middle name, like Don Stewart McClure, whew, I knew I was in trouble. Let me play this track called Simply Amazing by Trey Song. It is for all the mothers out there because you are simply amazing women. I guess if I could ever get the darn thing to play.
I can't really explain what it is she does. But yeah. Whatever it is, simply amazing.
Her head is on my chest. Sun comes rolling in. We're lost in these covers. And all I feel is skin. I slowly kiss your face. Beautiful in every way. You are. See, I'm a man that don't believe in much. But I'd be damned if I don't believe in us. And how we play fight up in the bathroom. Next thing you know, I'm making love to you. Girl, promise me you'll never change. She ain't bad.
Wow. And you know what? I know there's some amazing women out there who are amazing mothers. So again, happy Mother's Day, and I'm telling you, you are simply amazing. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. I've got one more track to play, and then I'm out of here to go take my tutu on the boo-boo on the cuckoo. I don't even know why I tell that corny joke. But anyway, we're going to play the last track. It's going to be by Alicia Keys and Beyonce, Say You Love Me. And again, make sure you get at least a card for Mother's Day. That's the most important thing you could do. And raise those guys to be the greatest men that they could be. And I'm telling you, man, you women are simply amazing. I want to thank all the female listeners that I have and all the mothers and all the grandmothers and all the great-grands and all the great-great-great. And I had some great-great-great. Hey, did you know on 23andMe I found out that you have 64 great-great-great-great-great-grandparents? Man, I got to check that out. But anyway, next Friday I'll be back. And I'm going to leave early from the studio because I got to go hear Amaryllis Santiago. She's singing that night, and I promised her I'd be there. So I'm going to run through the doors, probably late. But anyway, have a happy Mother's Day, and make sure you tell them you love them. Mwah, 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 mwah. And just kiss them like I kiss my computer. Sing this song for them. Say you love me. Say you love me. Put it in a love song. Don't I sound pretty good? Not. Let me say goodnight. Enjoy life, that's all you have.
Ayo B, what up, A? What we want them to say. Woo!
Say you love me. I'ma say good night. Say you need me. say you need me. I don't like to fight. I like that. Hey, enjoy life. That's all you have. I'm going to say goodnight. It is 8:33. We got to get ready to sign off. And, man, I've had a ball for Mother's Day. So I'm telling you, don't be sad. See you next Friday. And, again, you're listening to The Don S. McClure Show. And when you get a chance, you mothers, take your little boys, put them on your feet, both toes or both feet, and let them dance around with you like my mom did me on The Way You Look Tonight. Hey!
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight.